Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. Welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be speaking to Joe Collins about the online COVID-19 sales recovery sessions. First up, I spoke to Tony Forrester, who has been CEO of Letterkenny Chamber since 2008. As Tony explained, the last few months has been the busiest period for herself and the Chamber.
Well, it's been a bit of a hectic few months. The first few months of March 13th, when we all shut down, it got really, really busy. And obviously, I was working from home, as most of us were. But it was interestingly busy because we were just trying to look at our members, talk to our members, talk to anybody in business. And one of the really clever things we did, really good things we did, was we set up a WhatsApp group. And we didn't exclude non-members, and that worked really well because people really started to share things with each other. But it's been tough. I've been around a while, so this was completely unlike the recession, and much harder in a way because everybody was closed, and it was just, how are we going to get out of this?
We're 6 months on. How are things now on reflection?
Well, I think opening up was harder. I think we thought that, but we didn't realise how hard it was going to be for a lot of people. So opening was harder. And then there's always that threat of a local lockdown or a county lockdown. So I think it's been tough. Now, the summer, I understand, has been pretty okay for a lot of people. I know when our retailers opened on around the 8th of June, they got a good... We always knew there would be a bit of a bounce for a few weeks with the pent-up spending that people hadn't been able to do. But it's slowed down a little bit now. We've had a good summer visitor-wise in Letterkenny. Our hotels, my understanding is they've all been busy. And our tourism has been fabulous. You know, everybody's been working really hard, from Donegal Tourism, the council, and Fáilte Ireland, to get people here. So Donegal's doing pretty good in terms of that. Now, we're looking into the winter months. It might be different. But I suppose that gives everybody a wee bit of confidence, a bit of money coming in. And they certainly needed the money coming in.
Has it served to galvanise the Chamber in a way?
Well, I think it has, and I probably would say that, wouldn't I? I think it, for some people who didn't really know what we did, I think it gave us a position just better among their minds. So businesses that had known about the Chamber but didn't really understand it or didn't know they could be a member of it, saw it in a different light. We're the only full-time affiliated Chambers Ireland in Donegal. So as such, then we get it. We're part of their policy organisation. So from middle of March, we were having twice weekly calls with all the chief executives and executives around the country. So we were hearing what was happening all over the country, and how businesses were feeling. Chambers Ireland were putting out surveys. Our members here in Donegal and our non-members actually at the time responded brilliantly. So we got figures and data that really helped Chambers Ireland lobby on our behalf.
How key was that information?
I think it was really important. Chambers Ireland, our lobby group, and they lobby for us as members of them and then on behalf of our members. So if they couldn't get a good Ireland-wide picture, then you lose a bit of credibility. So they're looking at, they need to get in the papers, they need to get at the front of government, and they were very successful at that, I think backed up by our data, by everybody's data. But Donegal, the second survey, we beat everybody, so we were very pleased with that.
Yeah. And did you get a bounce in membership as a result of non-members being made feel welcome?
Interestingly enough, when we came back out of lockdown a little bit, I started getting queries, and we probably ended up with another brand new members, about 16 or 17, which is really, over a two-month period, that's quite unusual for the Chamber. Now, we also want to hold on to our old members who maybe be struggling to pay this year, but what we're doing is trying to keep everybody on board and look at next year as a different year. But it's been fabulous. We've had a few new gyms joined us, state agents, slightly different businesses than we would have had before. And I think that was to do with the work we were doing at the time. We were very visible. We have a really, really, the board of 18 people, 17 or 18 people, they were very visible through this. they were such a support. And we're a small chamber in terms of staff. So there was myself and another full-time member of staff working in the background. And our board really came up. And I don't know if everybody know, we were out with big signs saying, we're back. We were out with signs saying, the chamber's here. And we have a slogan of, has to be Letterkenny, or hashtag has to be Letterkenny. So we were out doing all of that. And our board members were doing that for us, and they're doing that voluntarily.
Okay. It's been a good summer.
Yeah, I think so. The reports back from hotels has been a good occupancy rates. We've had a few blips along the way, I suppose, you know, on and off. But Donegal's been trending well. Everybody's saying that around the country. People that come to Donegal have never been here before. So if we can keep that momentum going, I think, through all the agencies and all the key stakeholders, hopefully Donegal's in a good position. It's all the wide open spaces. Our hotel stock in Letterkenny in particular, that I know best, is really good. So there's open there's space in the hotels, and the hotels are all doing their utmost to make everything safe.
The Irish language plan for Letterkenny has just been approved, so that means that Letterkenny is now a Gaeltacht service town. How significant is that, Tony?
I've been sort of sitting on the edge of this for quite a while. I've been to a few consultations on it. We see it as quite exciting. It doesn't mean that we all have to be able to speak Irish, because I certainly don't, unfortunately. But it gives us an opportunity to have a bit of a differentiation. So Letterkenny is the urban centre of Donegal. It's the biggest employer of Donegal, and I think this gives us another little edge. I hope our businesses rise to the challenge, and that we can all sort of embrace the Irish language a bit more. We have to be seen. My understanding is there's lots of people who do come in from West Donegal to Letterkenny to shop, to work, and I think we need to I know the strategy's written for it, so we need to maybe embrace that and see what benefits we can get from that. If we can be a welcoming Irish language town, I think that will really give us another unique selling point.
Brexit is an issue that the Chamber has been dealing with weekly and monthly before COVID. It's now very much back on the agenda again, Tony, isn't it?
It is. In the last sort of month or two or three months, I've been writing little notes in our communication to members, and remember, it hasn't gone away, unfortunately. It's not looking positive at the minute. We're not hearing much of a deal coming from the UK. The Irish Protocol probably will hopefully mean no borders, but there will be checks and there will be differences for businesses. Some of the larger businesses will have had, their task forces will be working with the other agencies. We just put an appeal out to small businesses to really think about and look up the guidance. So we have a bit on our website about Brexit, but we'll be ramping that up in the next few months, I would say.
And are traders and businesses ready for the Brexit?
I think some businesses are, but I think there's a lot to learn. We pass out information all the time, but there are definitely going to be complexities that I'm hoping most businesses have done at least one or two steps, but there's a lot more steps they have to take. And one of the things we keep telling retailers in particular is talk to your suppliers. But part of the problem then is they talk to the suppliers, and I'm talking big companies, and they're saying, oh, it'll be fine. So Brexit is complex and it will cause difficulties, but we have to deal with it. And let's hope, you have to remember, businesses in the border counties are so used to upheaval. They've had it for years. They dealt with the recession. They've dealt with the border for years, and they're resilient. They will find a way. And I'm hoping that we have the confidence to do that. I think COVID just made everybody realise that we were all in together, we all had to deal with it, we dealt with it, and businesses have adapted and pivoted and changed their way of doing things. This might put them in a better position, and a decent position for Brexit, because they've realised they need to be lean, they need to look at all the angles and see where they can trade.
Reimagining the Market Square is a project that the Chamber is very much involved in. Entries for that have just closed. Could you explain to me a bit about that?
Yeah, well, a few years ago we won the Enterprising Town, National Enterprising Town Award, which we were very proud of. So we thought from that we would try and spend a bit of money in Letterkenny. Market Square, as everybody who's ever worked or lived in Letterkenny in the last 10 years or so the market square has become a topic of conversation. And I'm going to say this. 12 years ago when I first joined the Chamber, you couldn't really talk about the market square without falling out with someone. Now it's changed. Conversation's definitely changed. So
took a long time.
It took a fair amount of time, I put it like that. But when you talk to people now, we did a consultation, the council did a consultation last December on the street, and it was just interesting. People are now more willing to have a conversation about it, about being using it as a space for our community, for every type of thing. So there's all ideas about markets, maybe once a month, maybe once a week, a shared space that we can sit in to have lunch. And I think COVID maybe will change that conversation as well. We have walked the square with two businesses to actually look at how they could use their outside space and square currently. But we are very excited about this competition. So they've had a high level of inquiries. We're hoping it'll be being assessed. The shortlist will be assessed in a few weeks' time. And then the community again will be asked to vote on their winning design. And then after that, we have to see where the money's going to come from to do it. But I think it's such an exciting time for Letterkenny. The other piece around the market square is Letterkenny, or the council, are starting their master planning process for Letterkenny as a whole. And we would appeal to people to have your say, talk about Letterkenny, talk about what you imagine it's going to be like. We're trying to double the population in 20 years. That's a big challenge. I've worked here for 12 years, and I think Letterkenny's got an exciting future ahead of it. I think Market Square is a wee piece of that.
Market Square could be the catalyst to kickstart a whole new exciting programme for the town.
I think so. I think if you look at what the Cathedral Quarter have done, and they're small, you know, they've done little bits, and it's worked so well, and people are really behind it. Market Square can help with that as well. I'm seeing a lot of excitement around it. I can't wait to see the designs, because I think it'll just be, you'll be seeing people's imagination coming out, and then we take it from there.
Do you feel that the Market Square is an area that has been underutilised?
Well, I think Kieran, anybody would probably say that. it looks lovely, and it's mentioned in every single Tidy Towns report. The judges mention it as an oasis, and it's beautiful. It just doesn't serve the purpose maybe that people thought it would. I've been involved with the Christmas light switch on for all these years and our busking festival. I worked in Letterkenny Live years ago, a concert. Realistically, you won't have that in the square. That's where you would naturally put these things, and we can't do it. We would love to see more activity. We'd love to see a space that works for people. But we don't want to see a flattened area that just you can use for anything. It needs to be something really high quality, and that helps the businesses and helps everyone. We're using outside space differently. We have no choice but to use outside space differently in the next number of years because of COVID. And I think people are excited about that in a way.
A big move online in terms of how people operate their networks, groups and organisations. The Chamber is no different, and they are linking up with other networks and rolling out online seminars.
Yeah, we already started work with Donegal Women of Business, Donegal Business Network, I'm going to forget, they're going to kill me, Donegal Business Network and ETB. On a sales programme that we were working on with a woman called Jo Collins from Sales Performance. We moved those very quickly, or the very first one, very quickly online, and it was really successful. Now, it was fascinating to see everybody just realise that this thing called Zoom was there, and we all started using it. I had never used video conferencing very much at all. So we now have two other in the series coming up, on the 15th and the 22nd of September. And we're very excited as networks working together. We're very excited to have these coming. So one of them is about sales strategies post-COVID, and the other one's about lead generation post-COVID. Businesses really need to think about how they're going to get business and prepare themselves even for the future. So things are different now. Joe will bring us through that. So it's a very exciting time in a way. Our networks have worked together for a while. This is running an online event is a real manifestation of that, and it's really good. You know, all the other networks are doing as well. So I think us coming together is meaning we have a stronger voice as well.
It's important that businesses are aware of the help that's out there, Tony, isn't it?
Well, I think that's one of the things we've learned over the last few months. I got calls while during the lockdown, essentially, from businesses who had no idea who we were or what we did, who didn't know where to look. And it was really, really interesting from loads of different sectors, people who I knew, people I didn't know, as well as our members. I watched then other businesses helping from every network, helping their own colleagues, but also others. So we are in our WhatsApp group, and still works these days. Somebody will say, I need a recommendation for something, and someone will say, well, I've used them. Or I think a lot of the stuff around the guidelines for opening safely, they were complicated. So a business that maybe had opened in June was able to help a business that was opening in July, and that was really positive. What I'd love to see from this is that sense of businesses working together that we saw, and we are seeing through the whole lockdown, through COVID, this bringing businesses together that maybe wasn't as obvious before because people were just busy. Now people have slowed down a wee bit, realised that he can help me, she can help him, and it's working really well. So we're actually keeping our WhatsApp groups going, and we would hope that this group, you know, our networks together as well, will help all boats. We basically would say we need to help all businesses.
And finally, if there's a business that wants to join the Chamber, how can they do that?
They just give me a call or send an email to tony@letterkennychamber.com. Go on the website, letterkennychamber.com, and you can fill in a form and I'll give them a shout. I'd love to talk to people who want to join the Chamber, who maybe have been sitting around thinking, oh, it's not for me.
That was Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. Donegal ETB, Donegal Women in Business Network, Donegal Business Network and Letterkenny Chamber are coming together for a two-series workshop which will deal with COVID-19 sales recovery. The sessions are being hosted by Joe Collins.
Yeah, so on the 15th of September, what we're doing is we're welcoming businesses from Donegal and just having a very practical chat about what can each business be doing right now this minute under COVID-19 that has a focus on driving the business forward. And I guess what I would like to maybe share with the people that join us on that day is, yes, things have changed and we've all had to adapt to different ways because of COVID-19. But the key thing I'd like people to walk away with is a plan that's going to help them drive their business forward. We're coming into a critical time, last quarter of 2020, and I do believe that people are buying, that customers still want a service, they still want products. So how do you keep your business top of mind? How do you ensure that the customers choose you over competitors? So all of that we'll be looking at over the two workshops, and the other one then on the 22nd, that's a really important one as well because we're going to be looking at lead generation. Okay. And we'll be having a look at, you know, what works and what doesn't. Where should you invest your time and your effort and your money for the best return on investment? So we'll be looking at a few key areas, and that'll hopefully give some of the businesses then some food for thought of where they can, you know, focus their energies.
Okay. Going back to the first one, Joe, which is happening on September the 15th, selling strategies for a new landscape. Selling has become much more challenging in these times, hasn't it?
For sure, 100%. Because if you remember, Ciarán, maybe most of those businesses were selling face-to-face. So, yeah, there's still a little bit of that going on, but most people have moved online. So there are virtual meetings taking place, there are phone meetings taking place, and I think sometimes we just need to stop and take a breath and look at what's the objective of every single one of those meetings. How do we engage with customers when we're not face to face with them? They're all the challenges that I'm hearing constantly since probably last March.
Is it a worry for businesses that they're not getting that face to face contact, and is there a bit of apprehension in terms of moving online perhaps?
Okay, so what I would say is remember that customers are buying your product or your service. So what I would focus on is with business owners is demonstrate the value that you will bring to customers. Demonstrate why it is that you should be chosen to be their sort of partner in either product or service. So maybe remove the thought of trying to sell to them and place it with a conversation around how can I help you? How can we partner together so that you end up getting what it is that you want and it's a win-win situation? Yeah.
So is it playing to a business strengths in essence, is it?
Oh, 100%. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on, you know, the value that you know you can bring customers, because that is going to win your business. There's an old saying out there, people buy from people. So now what we just have to do is probably work a little bit harder on building rapport with customers by telephone or by Zoom or Teams or whatever it is that people are using.
Yeah. And the second workshop on September 22nd, lead generation. So what to consider and where best to invest your time, as you alluded to earlier?
Yeah. So lead generation, like every company needs new customers. And the conundrum, I guess, for everybody is with an array of products and services, what works and what doesn't? Because every euro that's spent on lead generation needs to deliver a return on investment. So I'll be just going through maybe some key top-line suggestions for companies based on what I know works and what other companies are doing. And the lead generation that I'm going to be looking at is you don't always have to spend money on lead generation to attract new business. So I think that's a really critical one. So we'll be looking at how you can do that for your business, because I'm sure, you know, every euro that everybody's spending on marketing now just needs to be validated.
Yeah. How much has this consumer changed in their spending habit?
Okay, so what I would say, consumer habits have absolutely changed. What you now have, I think, Ciarán, is a very conscientious buyer. And I am finding that buyers are now going out with intent to buy. So they have done their research. They've established probably down to two or three vendors of who they might want to work with. But I think if there's a positive out of COVID-19, you have a much more savvy, informed, and I guess intended buyer than previous. So that can only be good.
And is it value for money that they're still looking for?
Well, interesting enough, depends on what it is. I think, you know, value for money is always going to be a consideration, but it's not always going to be the key motivator. And I think the key motivators are, you know, if you're a business, let's say in retail, it is a high consideration now is safety first. So how can you as a retailer perhaps ensure that your premises is safe and people are going to be protected. If it is more B2B, I think the real key issue is value. And value is not always price. So again, in these workshops, what we'll be talking about is what value can you bring? There's an old saying, price is what you pay and value is what you get. So I think it's the value that people are chasing.
Are we leaving behind an old way of doing business and welcoming a new way of buying things then?
Oh, I absolutely think so. I think everybody is adapting. And I guess winners in all of this will be those companies that are agile enough to listen to what their customers are looking for and then respond accordingly.
Okay. Just in relation to your own career and experience, you've 25 years experience and more in sales management, Joe.
Yeah, so I guess selling and marketing is something that I have done for all of my career. It's something that I'm passionate about. And I often kind of view, Ciarán, that while, yes, it's always about selling, I think the fundamental is about how each and every single one of us is communicating with our customers.
What is the objective in relation to the workshops? What is the one key thing that you want the people who take part in the workshop to go away with?
OK, Okay, great question. So I would say that there's a few things, Kieran. I think, number one, I think I want people to walk away with practical solutions that on completion of the hour that they're going to spend with us, that they can start to implement stuff that's going to make a difference in their business. I want them to walk away with a little bit of confidence that, yeah, do you know what? We're in maybe strange times, but there's still opportunity. And I'd like them to walk away with, you know, a little bit of motivation and, you know, enthusiasm and renewed energy on what's, you know, what's available and what can be achieved in the last quarter of 2020.
Yeah, it's a fully funded course as well, and there's a saving of €125 per participant. So it's a very good opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for the businesses of Donegal. Their investment is their time, and we know people are strapped on time. So my promise to anybody that signs up for this is it'll be an hour packed with practical solutions that's going to help drive your business forward.
Okay. Joan Collins from Trios Performance, thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for another edition of Business Matters. I'd like to thank my guests, Tony Forrester and Joe Collins. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email businessmatters@highlandradio.com.